Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbie, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Johnny. Wow, it's so nice to talk to you on, what is this, a Tuesday today?
Yeah, it's a Tuesday. And
wow, well, I am so happy to be in a new place. Not totally settled. I've got a lot of clothes to fold, but it's so bright and sunny, my new apartment. I'm loving it.
That's good. What, I mean, how big is it?
I don't know the square footage. I forgot, but it's spacious. Oh. And out the front door is the barbecues, and I barbecued last night. And it's nice. The people, the neighbors are wonderful. I have air conditioning, or I leave the doors open. It's sunny. I have a new lounge chair. One of my fans, because it's my birthday coming up, and one of my fans sent me a wicker lounge chair that I had on my wish list on Amazon, and I put it out there, and my blue bicycle and a couple of bar stools for the bar, and that's it. I'm not going to let it get cluttered up ever again.
Right, well, that's great.
So I know that you don't really know that I've been going through this move that has been a physical job, and I'm fatigued. Like, oh, my muscles and my legs and my feet ache and are fatigued because we were going back and forth. They said, bring enough for 90 days. And so it's a good thing because, you know what, whatever you can accumulate and think, I need this for the next few months, that's really all you need to live. You don't need two sets of china, two sets of crystal, where sometimes when you're busy, every single 50 glasses are used before you do the dishes and they're piled high. Well, if you only have four glasses, you're only going to be washing four glasses. Duh. This is my new way of life. I wish I would have done this way before. Now my daughter's 15. I have been working like a dog because of having too much stuff. So everybody who's listening, be careful what you wish for, because I used to wish all the time, which now we know is called manifesting. I used to manifest and think about wanting more of everything, bigger and more of everything. And the nicest you can have, well, you might get it and then you don't replace it. You know, give away the old. You keep it, and you keep keeping everything because it's hard to let things go. Well, pretty soon you've got piles around you, and you're suffocating mentally. And that's what was going on with me. And my mother passed away, as you obviously know, and I acquired her entire wardrobe, which was amazing. We had the same style, and she has the highest quality clothing. So I got all of that. So that's when things got really messy, but it's all taken care of now, and I feel like a new person. I really do.
I mean, do you feel like that it's more calming at your new place?
It's more calming, and I never could just leave my door open. We have this, well, my daughter and I, we have this screen that locks. It's a very heavy-duty screen door that locks. I never left it open without curtains because it was a thoroughfare. That front door of mine was a thoroughfare of people going by nonstop because it was on the way to the pool, it was on the way to the laundry room, and it was on the way to the office. So, you know, people look in, and I didn't like it. Now, even though the barbecues are there, it's not like they're walking by my front door all the time. They're approaching, and they don't have to walk by my door to approach the barbecues. So, and I get to smell all the barbecue food, which is amazing. And my birdies love it. They love the bright. They didn't even know. I covered them up and took their cage and walked them over here, and they didn't even tweet one time. Did not freak out. So everything's smooth, and Priscilla loves it. She's already had her friends over. She's proud of the new place.
The, I was going to say, The guest that we have hasn't arrived yet, but if you like, I can try calling her. Do you want me to do that?
Well, no, because you already did call her, didn't you? Okay,
I mean,
everybody who's listening.
Yeah.
We were scheduled to have Sunshine Frost on, who is a medium, and we really enjoy her, and everybody else does too, so this is very odd. I just thought I'd take the opportunity to talk about my move and my new place. Well, we waited for her, but she's still not here, and it's 5:05. So, Johnny, have you texted her? And
yes,
just answer me, because I don't want to have dead air here. Okay, well,
I did text
she respond?
Her, and I told her the time, and today at 12:24.
Okay.
12:24 p.m.
Okay.
It was 12:24 p.m.
So that's plenty of time. Something may have happened to her, and I don't know. So let's forget Sunshine Frost today on the show, because maybe something came up, and we will let you all know out there, listeners, what happened. And I'm worried about her, because this is not like her to not show up, for one thing. And it's not like her to not answer the phone since noon. So wish her well. We hope she's fine.
Yeah, usually when these sort of things happen, like, for example, you know, like if there's a show, you don't show up right away. I always say, well, Barbara would never do anything like this on purpose. So there must be a very good reason, you know. So I usually worry about you, and that happens. It's
of course, usually then I call in a few minutes, and it's something where I didn't have a connection or something. But I don't know what happened to Sunshine Frost. We can go on and small talk about this all the rest of the show, but that's too boring for me, and I'm sure too boring for the listeners. So you got to make a decision. Do you want to have a show? Can you think of a topic? Or I got to go.
I want to try calling her, and then...
That's the timer.
Okay, let me call her right now.
No dead air. Hi,
I know, no dead air. Give me
like
1 second.
Would you like to say hi to everybody? You're going to have to throw away this show. I got to go. This is not professional, and I'm not doing it either.
Okay.
I got to go. I'm not doing this. Right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hi. Are you calling in right now?
Yeah, well, I just forgot. Please remind me. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm calling in right now. Let me go ahead and get my...
Hi. Well, we're on the air. Yeah. Why don't we just begin?
I'm calling in right now.
I heard that. Let's start over.
Call in at 516-531-9874.
That's the number. Everybody else, that's a number of life, laughter, happiness. Did she know that we're on air?
Yeah, she knows that we're on air. All right.
Well,
she's going to be
here. Then
why
are you talking? I mean, people don't want to hear this. This is so unprofessional. I feel like not even doing the rest of the show, because I definitely will not share this show. I won't. So it's really just for whoever's on live. Can you see who's listening live? How many people?
Actually, we have some people waiting to call in. So the show is doing really well.
Okay.
And,
waiting. Please, I'm talking. I can't do this if you're going to interrupt me either the whole time.
Okay.
Every time I talk, it's always being talked over by you, the person who's supposed to be a good interviewer and listener. A good interviewer. You can't just be one thing and be good at it. You have to be a good listener as well.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
How long does it take to dial a phone number?
She's here.
Well, introduce her.
This is Sunshine Frost, Master Clairvoyant and Medium. Hello, Sunshine.
Hello, Sunshine.
Hello. Hi, Jonathan. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Well, we just were small talking about my move before you came on, and I just moved into a new apartment, and I'm loving it, Sunshine. Are you feeling any good vibes? Are you feeling any vibes about my apartment? Because I'd like to keep this apartment. It's supposed to be temporary until we move back into our apartment that's being renovated. So I like this one better as far as location and the light that comes in the apartment, but it's exactly the same size. It's exactly the same layout, but it's not cluttered, obviously. And I want to know your feeling on that before we take a call, or if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been such a good time to really do moves right now because of the Lionsgate portal. It opened towards the beginning of August. So at this time, in the last 3.5 weeks, a lot of people are going to be ending relationships, ending jobs, but really coming into new business ideas, taking new moves, new adventures. It's a really great time for that. So people are opening up and broadening their horizons. Everybody I talk to, I've done 50 readings a week. And out of those 50 that are just coachings and the psychic readings besides the mediumship, they're all going through big moves, life changes, deciding to start a new business, retire. But this apartment has great energy. It was very, very clean energetically before you moved there, Miss Barb.
Wow, because I don't think my other one was.
You've got good energy all the way around. You've got lots of good things going on for you, Barbara. You've got great energy.
Thank you. And this is called the Lion's Gate Portal is open in August.
Yes.
The Lions, because we're Leos. And
it's for the
okay.
Leos. It's like you.
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. When is your birthday again?
I am a Pisces, so I am in March. The last part of February to the early part of March.
Okay. And I am a Leo, so this is kind of like my month, too. And I had no idea that this is – there was something called the Lion's Gate Portal. I had never – heard of that. Do you want to expand on what that is a little bit? Yeah,
the Lion's Gate Portal is a great time. It actually happens every year during this time. It's especially powerful during the first week of August moving into now. So I always tell people the Lion's Gate Portal, and we have about a week left in it, it's a really, really great time to make changes because ordinarily, it would take you 8 months of the year to accomplish what it'll take you 8 weeks to do during the Lion's Gate.
Wow. And that is so true, because in 3 days, I moved and I had a team, and like an army helping me go back and forth because it's within the same complex, you know, and my family came to visit me, Sunshine and everybody. My family, my dad, his girlfriend, and the grandchildren who are teenagers came to visit me. So we had all those extra hands, and that's family, and they're going to help you. They didn't even know what I was up against or going through. I kept saying a move for, you know, they were confused. They got here and realized what I needed to do, because you have to take all over your potted plants and boxes of stuff, clothes. I mean, things are heavy. Pictures that I sell a lot, they had pots and pans, but not good ones. So you had to really bring over some stuff. And they did it in an hour. That would have taken me so long by myself. Wow. Oh,
people,
by the way, you guys, they did it last Friday. Sunshine, hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I have to tell you one last thing, and you take it from there. Last Friday when we did a show from 5 to 6, like now, that's when the whole thing started. They came and started taking the stuff. The show, I sat there because I can't take stuff when I'm hosting a show. I hung up the show at 6 o'clock, and it was done. I never had to lift a finger, and I would have had an anxiety attack watching them carry my stuff. You know how that goes. So, and then a million questions. Does this go? Does that go? I mean, I don't know. Just do it, right? So I didn't even have to have any of that anxiety. Why am I so lucky and things are falling into place like that all the time lately? Why?
That's the Lion's Gate Portal, and it really is an awesome time to manifest anything that you have felt stuck about. If there's a relationship that maybe you've wanted to reconcile, it is a great time to do it. If there's a relationship that you kind of want to end, it's narcissistic, the person refuses to be in the light, they just keep dragging you back into old patterns, you know. You got out of partying and now they're pulling you back in. Toxic family members, they're in their low vibration. They're trying to pull you back in. The Lion's Gate is a great time to just disconnect negative and limiting energies. And it's also excellent for the business mediumship and the readings I do. People are coming out of the woodwork with, I want to open this business. I want to move. I want to retire. I want to move out of state. I want to try something different. And I say, absolutely, this is part of your activation. If you're feeling it right now, do it. Be the Leo.
Wow,
Leos
and a
are...
toxic friend. When you said toxic people, I got a toxic friend left me when I asked a simple question and of something that they had a choice. I said, why did you choose to do that? A couple of questions in a calm voice. They came back with this scathing, yelling, with swear words, I don't need you in my life, answer. So that was easy to let that go. And that has been a ball and chain for many years.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think about the Leo, right? We're in the constellation of Leo. I'm not an astrologer, but I do know a good bit about the constellation. And I know that Leo in the personality archetype is very gregarious, warm, affectionate, very bold. They do well with a lot of attention. So they're capable of handling a lot of things. They have a lot of warmth. On the negative
generosity.
Side, they can be a bit self-centered. On the negative side, they can be a bit self-centered, but on the positive, mm-hmm. they're extremely generous, gregarious, thoughtful, kind, loyal.
It's generous.
There's so many great. And so during the Lionsgate portal, people that are normally very shy and don't have a lot of confidence can actually draw on that constellation Leo to have more confidence than they ordinarily would have.
Oh, wow. This is so interesting. It really does matter. Everybody out there, it does matter. Do you think that the planets, where they're lined up and the time of the year isn't affecting us? It greatly does.
It does. And even me being a Christian, I've taught on this principle many times, that the Lord set in motion the stars and the planets for signs and wonders, and he put them exactly where he wants them. It's not a mistake, and it's definitely not by chance or circumstance that they're where they're at. So I always say, it influences us. It doesn't decide.
Yes. I mean, we take from the earth that God gave us, the earth to nurture, give us our nutrition. We eat, we gather from the earth. Why can't we gather from the space?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I love your move. I'm excited about it. I think it's a great time to be doing this big move. And like I said, what would take 8 months is going to take 8 weeks. What would take 8 weeks can take 8 days. Vice
really
versa,
inspiring.
People tend to be very spontaneous at this time. Writers tend to remove writer's block. People that would never ask for raises, I'm encouraging them to go ask for the raise. Go make those changes. If you're feeling it at this time, this is absolutely the right time to be making those big changes.
I
want to
say
changes.
Something before we take a call. You know, Barbara has
absolutely.
Always said that she's creative. And I think, Barbara, if I'm not mistaken, you have talked about having a creative block recently. Am I right about that,
yes.
Barbara?
And you are
this
right.
Sort of,
mentioned it, yes.
And so this is something that will probably go away, perhaps, if what you're saying is true.
Yes.
Are you ready for a caller?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would like to say about the creative block, it's normally just a shift of energy. We'll release that. Usually it's because we're in the same spot doing the same thing. Like Barbara mentioned, she's that Leo energy. And she said, there's so much more sun coming through the light, closer to the beach, closer to the light, closer to the poolside. But Leos are ruled by the sun. So anything that brings more sunlight into her environment is going to be very positive and productive for her specifically.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow. You're welcome.
Good
news. Yes.
Is
okay.
Area code. Yes. Area code 860. You are live on the air with the psychic Sunshine Frost.
Hi, Sunshine. Hi, Barbara. Hi, Johnny. It's Amla. How are you?
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Amla.
Hi,
Barbara.
Amla.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello,
you're welcome. Hi, Sunshine.
Next Sunday.
Hi, Miss Amala. It's so good to have you back. It's good to hear from you again.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
Thank you. Yeah. This summer has been very jagged. I had the highs of highs and then the lows of lows. I fell 5 weeks ago and I injured my ankle and all this root stuff and just clearing out junk. And I'm like with the Lionsgate stuff, I totally know about that stuff. I'm wondering, do you see me in a relationship? I know I've asked you before, but I really feel like I am cleared out of everything. So.
Yeah, so actually there was something just immediately connecting to your angels and guides. Would it be okay to just say a little word of prayer for you since you have this injury? Can I pray for you a minute?
Sure, yes. Thank you.
Wonderful. I'm just going to call in your angels and guides for the highest and best good real quick, okay?
Yeah, sure. Thank
you. All right. Father, thank you so much for Amala. We're so grateful for her sweet energy and for her stepping forward in faith to just receive this message. I do ask that your angels and guides would be there to help heal her Father, and to align her into her highest alignment for love and relationship. And I say that in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'm super excited for you, Amala. What they showed me is that you did have some old karma from a relationship from the past. It wasn't just all the financial and the pain things. It was that there was some old bad feelings from a relationship you had went through, and there was unfinished business with that person where you were still hurt by him.
Because
that was still lingering, you really were not, even though you felt like you were available, you really were not, your energy wasn't available. Your energy, every time like another man would show an interest or come into your energy field, he would immediately feel that you were still taken. So now that you've cleared that energy, I absolutely do feel that there is a relationship coming for you. And this relationship looks like, where are you going in September? Or what is the event? Like, there's something near you. I see you going to a gathering, something for writers or something for, I don't know exactly what it is. It's a spiritual conquest. It's something with the spirit community.
Okay, so there's like this dance thing. Yeah, there's this dance thing going on, and it's like drumming and tribal and outside with the fire.
Yeah, that's where you're supposed to be. That's exactly it. It's a spiritual retreat, and that's where you're supposed to be. And you are going to meet a friend of a friend, and the relationship is not going to just immediately take off, but it's going to be so much better for you, love. You're going to get plugged into a support group and to men and women. But I do see a relationship flourishing out of that. So be patient and make sure you keep that energy cleared and constantly be forgiving those exes.
Yeah,
people don't realize when you don't forgive, when you don't forgive the exes and you're holding any type of ill will or harboring that, it means your energy is not free to seek love and to attract love.
I actually do the, I want to share this with all the listeners and Barbara and you, the crew, the Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian prayer. I do that every day.
Yes.
I love you. I forgive you. I'm grateful. I'm sorry. Just four statements. I love you. I forgive you. I'm grateful. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah.
To your own self.
It's just beautiful. Every night
you
say that.
To yourself. To
every night.
Yes.
Yes.
It's beautiful, and it is a life-changing affirmation.
I love this one, Mel Robbins. I read her books, and she came up with this one every morning. Give yourself a high five in the mirror every morning. It seems silly. It feels silly at first.
I love
that. But she goes, do it. Yeah, five mornings in a row, and something will happen. Like, it'll click. And when I first did it, you guys, literally I cried. Because it's like, why am I not giving my own self a high five, the one that works her butt off, and to make everybody around happier and, you know, fulfilled? You deserve it, right? And something emotional just drains over you. Just, it's a wonderful, but yet emotional.
Absolutely. You know what? And I wanted to add what I say, and you guys know my journey. I am losing my vision, so nobody can be prouder than you yourself. And I actually say that to myself. I'm proud of you, Amla, and I say that every day. You could do that for yourself every day as well. Absolutely.
And you can pat yourself on the back.
Yes.
I've been doing that, though. Yeah, I've already been doing that. Like, oh, you're doing good, patting myself on the back. Like, not like, hey, you're great, but the patting of consoling yourself. Like, it's okay.
Yes.
It's going to be okay.
Loving yourself, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. What beautiful energy this so gives. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, Sunshine, I want to tell you, Amala has come out with this book she wrote, and I want to get it. Can you? It's a self-help journal book every day. Tell us.
So, Barbara, you could actually, Sunshine has it. She got it like 6 months ago or something. But you can go to my website.
Yeah.
It's Amala Speaks, SPEAKS, Amala Speaks. So AmalaSpeaks.com. And you can get it there.
AmalaSpeaks.com. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
I can't
absolutely.
Wait to get it too. Will you sign it for me?
Absolutely, Barbara. No problem. It'd be my honor to do that.
And Sunshine,
tell
us how you're enjoying the book. Tell us about the book.
Well, it's actually this is my second book. It came out last year of June of 21. And in a nutshell, they're just beautiful reflections based on themes like acceptance and tools that you could use. I actually have the Hawaiian prayer I actually added to myself there, because it really helps me for the day. So they're just 365 reflections that I came up with that are based on so many themes. I have a whole energy cleanse with chakras, with all seven energy centers of your body. You could read about that. I mean, there's so much information in there. Yeah.
Is Sunshine enjoying your book? Sunshine, are you enjoying Amala's book?
Absolutely. Where is she? I read it. I absolutely love it.
Okay, awesome. Okay, because I like to support everybody. Sunshine Frost is amazing. We have her on all the time. And Amala, she called, became our friend, and we've supported you. And that's what we're here for, right, Johnny? We're like a,
right.
What did you call it?
So
like,
my.
You used to call it a community. Johnny wanted it to
yes.
be a community.
That's
it's,
correct.
It's
that's
beautiful.
One of the requirements. I don't have a whole lot of things that I ask for the show to be, but being a community is one of them, yes.
Yeah, it is. Nice. It's beautiful. Thank you so much. And I'll keep you posted, Sunshine and Barbara and Johnny. I'm really excited for new beginnings, and I just am so ready for beautiful warmth and really special people in my life. So thank
you. You want a relationship.
Yeah, I do. I really would love to share.
For one. You're ready for one. You've worked on yourself. You're ready.
Absolutely.
And it will come, right, Sunshine?
Absolutely. When you do your shadow work, the light will begin to illuminate the dark corners. And as you've started to do that prayer, that's exactly what your angels and guides said, was that you've done the work to release those energetic cords from the past. Now your energy is available so that you can begin to be a better partner to your future mate. And they showed me this event that you're about to come up to and what you're going to be doing. So I'm very excited for you, Amala.
Oh, thank you so much. I just got chills. Such a validation and confirmation. Thank you so much. And I thank my guides and angels and you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I thank them all too with you guys. And thanks for the prayer too. That was really nice. Yeah, Christians can be psychics. Christians can be mediums. And that's what Sunshine Frost is. She mixes it all up together because it is. It's all one. It's all love.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
All one.
Right.
Yep, absolutely. Right.
Well,
thank you, Amala. I'm going to order your book. Okay.
Okay.
LoveSpeaks.com.
Are you ready for the next
one? Go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, the next one. Area code 775. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale, with Psychics and Frost.
Oh.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Hello, everybody. My name is Wendy from California, and it's so nice to speak to Jonathan, Barbara, and Sunshine Frost.
Thank you, Wendy.
Hello.
Good to hear your voice.
Well, I love everybody, and I'd like to ask a question, if I may, please.
Yes.
In July, I had my 71st birthday, and I have been paying 20 years on a long-term care policy. The name of the company is very well known. The first letter of the company starts with a U. And I have paid over $53,000 in premiums. Well, I recently applied, and they're doing a lot of dancing around. I don't see how they could not approve me because of the wealth of supportive medical evidence, MRIs, CT scans, clinical notes, occupational therapy. What's going to happen? Am I going to be approved, and will it be soon?
Okay. So, Miss Wendy, can I have your sign, please? I know your age, you said 71, correct?
Yes, July the 6th,
okay.
Cancer of the Crab.
Cancer, okay. So the question is, you're hoping to get this policy reversed so that they pay out now, correct?
Well, I want them to approve my application, and it's a very rich plan. It's an indemnity plan, and I think that's part of the issue because they don't write these policies anymore. And
no, they don't.
Although, I'm immensely qualified.
You are going to get approval, but it's going to go through some hoops. It's going to be, what is 3 months? Have you been at this already for 3 months?
I sent the application in on June 22.
June, July, August. So, yeah, it's been 3 months, right about 3 months. And they show me that they are going to approve it, but they're going to require, and you've already sent documentation, do not get frustrated. Your guides say you tend to get emotional, and then sometimes you get overwhelmed, and you just kind of back out of situations rather than staying on this, and you have to stay on it. Do not let them push you to the side because they make it difficult intentionally for everybody. But yes, they do show me in the end of this, you will win out. So I do see something between September and November, meaning that once the approval happens, you're still going to have to wait a period of time before they pay anything out or take care of anything for you. But yes, the answer is yes, it's going to happen.
Well, you're very astute and right on because per the contract, I have to pay the first month of health care, which is really expensive. So Tina is the case lady. And
so there's two females helping you.
What was that?
They show me two females. One is kind of a terrible, not very helpful, and the other one is kind of an angel. She's actually trying to help you.
You are really something because the first lady I spoke with, her name was Jane, and I read the writing on the wall, and the next day I called and I got it changed to Tina. Tina even said she has one of my diagnoses, so I hope Tina's the right person for me. And I have 23 years experience in a HIPAA environment, so I did a little name dropping. I said, by the way, I'm very familiar with the Department of Insurance, and I mentioned an attorney who's won $1 billion from them, representing people, and I hope I don't have to get an attorney, but I may end up calling the Department of Insurance, which I'd rather not, but the Department of Insurance wanted me to do a claim.
You will end up calling. It's going to be, as I said, two more hoops. You will end up calling. You will end up having to do a little bit. This is what they do, though. This is how they stay in business, is not paying out claims to everybody that they, everybody that they insure. But your angels and your guides and your mother and your father and you've got all these people around you, all these loved ones backing you up, giving you energy and saying, stay on the path. It's okay.
It's wonderful. So I hope I don't have to they asked me if I'd be willing to have one of their people come out and evaluate me. And I said, well, if I say no, would that be an automatic denial? And she said no. And then I said, with all the legal documents on file, wouldn't that be sufficient? And so we're going that road. So I hope I don't have to have any new exams or anything.
It won't matter. Even if you do, love, you're still going to be okay. It shows me either way. You're still going to be okay. It's a very, very strong yes, Miss Wendy. I do see this being approved. But just go ahead and go through all the red tape and paperwork. Just don't be afraid. Don't back down. You have a legitimate right and a legitimate claim. So just stay on it. Ask for your angels and guides to help you, and it will come through. I guarantee it.
Well, that sounds fabulous. And I hope I do not have to get an attorney.
I don't see you using one, but I do see you talking to one because it's something that you want to know you have in your corner when they kind of drag their feet.
Yeah. Well, quite frankly, I'm an extremely kind person, but I will tell you, when I spoke to this company, I was really a high performer. I was very right on. I answered their questions. And I think that I'm a very unusual client for them because I was so articulate and I name dropped and I mentioned the Department of Insurance, and I'm not kidding around about that. So, let's see, June 22, I sent it in. I started talking to them early July. So hopefully maybe even next month, towards the end of the month, I'll be approved.
Yes. All right.
All right.
And I'm so
happy. Thank you so much.
Well,
thank you.
I'm so thrilled for Barbara with her new apartment.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. Yes, you get it how it's so nice. It's like a fresh start, and it's inspiring. Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah.
You're talking over me. You are talking over me right now, Johnny, okay? Thank you, Wendy. We love you. You have a good reading from Sunshine Frost, who you thought was smack dab right on, which is amazing. And we wish you well, and call us back with an update. Now you can go on.
God bless.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right. Wow, I mean, this is... We've been getting a lot of good calls tonight. Don't you think so, Barbara and Sunshine?
Yes.
Absolutely. I do this nightly
Sunshine.
On TikTok. So I do about 15 to 30 messages. And I also work on a lot of murder cases. I do a cold case Monday where I do messages. And I also do sessions that are sent to detectives to help with cold cases that have not been solved to create and drum up interest in people's loved ones. So I do a lot of for-profit, and also I run a non-profit, and I do a lot of mediumship for that also. So yeah, I love what I do. I love it.
You have no fear. You have no fear, because a lot of psychics that we've had on don't want to touch that area because it's too much for their psyche, and it's too hard, and it's painful. You know what? You hit it head on. I like that about you, and you love what you do. You're passionate. And so tell the listeners really quick one place we can find you, and we'll shout out where we can get a hold of you throughout the show. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you guys want to see an actual reading, how the sessions are done, I have free sessions that I've done. They're 50 minutes long, so they're very, very involved. No crystals, no cards, no tarot. I'm called the Natural Clairvoyance and Medium. You can find me on YouTube at Sunshine Frost. You can watch live readings, reactions from family members, everything that I've done, and you can watch me nightly on TikTok at The Sunshine Frost. So really simple. I'm also on Facebook at Sunshine Frost, Master Clairvoyant. Yeah, but TikTok's the one I really tend to stay very active on. I'm on pretty much nightly. I do a 5 p.m. East Coast for the East Coast. I do it at 5 p.m. Pacific time, which is 8 p.m. nightly. And then I also do a second live every night on TikTok around 9 o'clock for the Pacific, which is California and everybody on the West Coast. So I do two lives per night. I do between 15 and 30 messages each live. I take on everything from relationship questions, pets that might have passed, murder cases, divorce, what's going to happen, whatever. It's just pretty much
right.
Is open.
Okay, you ready for the next call?
Yeah.
Sunshine. Wait,
yes.
I want to ask you one quick question. So if you go from 5 to 6 on TikTok tonight, are you missing that because you're on our show?
Yes. Yes,
oh,
I am.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
You're so welcome.
Wow. Okay.
That's okay. I love you guys.
Thank you.
You're part of my spirit. You're part of our One Tribe spirit family. We love you guys.
You know, actually, it's funny because before the show, I put up an ad that we were going to be on tonight. And it was it's really interesting. I mean I love TikTok, and I'm starting to get a bigger following on TikTok. I have 10,800 followers. So it's starting
to
get big.
Good job, Johnny.
That's awesome.
I'm just starting it. I got on there with my daughter because, you know, for years she didn't want me to do TikTok because that was her thing, and she was 10, 11, 12, 13, you know. So I didn't do it. Now I'm behind everybody, and I'm just starting TikTok, and I don't really still know a lot about it. But she videos me doing crazy, funny things. I said, you should do a whole thing of just, like, your mom videos. Nobody would know that it was me. I love that. I want to do TikTok. I want to get followers for, you know, something different than modeling, you know, something just real.
Yeah.
Real life.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking.
So I have I think I have right at 50,000 on my first page. I have 10,000 on my second page, 8,000 on my third page.
You have a lot of different pages.
Yeah. I'm going to show you,
Yeah, you always
Barbara,
don't have a backup.
Sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
what I was going to say to Barbara is I'll teach you how to do a live if you ever want to do one. We can do a duo live where it's both of us. And
I have to be on the camera and do a live? What is
you
okay?
Can,
and
you
then
can
I can do
that.
Topic? Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, it'll be on
live.
TikTok. It will be dual. And then, and of course, you know, they have these little matches and everything, which, of course, Barbara will destroy me. But basically, it would be good because I think we could help each other out. Are you ready for the next caller now?
Yeah, so I do them live every night. I don't even get to see my clients. So the radio is actually an easy for me because when I do my readings, Barb, I have about 100 people in my room to 200 people, and I don't ever get to see them. They're just asking questions through a text message.
Oh,
and I'm able to connect
with
their angels and guides without ever seeing them just through a text message. So I had to really, hone my skills. I always tell everybody, stay skeptical. That's one of my first lines, stay skeptical, friends. Make sure you stay skeptical. Find out what spirit the medium or psychic uses. Make sure that they don't ask you too many questions. Make sure they have a money-back guarantee. There's a lot of good things to pick a good medium or a good spiritual advisor. You know, you want to make sure you have those qualifications. Will they do it live? If their message is not correct or it's not validating, do you get your money back? Do they have good reviews? There's a lot of reasons to pick good. There's a lot of spiritualists on TikTok, so I still have I actually won the People's Choice Award for 2022's Best Virtual Medium on TikTok.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's saying a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good. So I put my reputation in my mouth.
You really reach a lot of people with this social media the way it is now, and I love that because you can accept anybody and help anybody. Really, the numbers, you don't say turn anybody away and say, hey, I've got too many people. I can't help you, right?
No, never. I'm always available. No, you can get booked with me any day. I work 6 days a week. I get bookings everywhere. I work all over the country, so I do tour dates. I work with people. All my sessions are done privately, virtually through Zoom. They're recorded, and you can get a copy of your session later that's mailed to you. So, yeah, it's awesome. Virtual technology.
That is great.
It's funny that you say 6 days a week because I all know the day of the week you don't work. I have my boss, my boss is the same way. I mean, it's like – she'll go, I call her, if I call her with a work question on Sunday, she'll be like, call me tomorrow. I know, So, all right. You ready for the call?
I go to church on Sundays and try to enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's your time.
They are.
For one.
Yeah.
The next caller is area code 310. You are live on the air with Psychic Tales here.
Hi, everybody. This is Vince from New York.
Hi, Vince.
Hi, Ben.
How are you?
Did you just call me Dale?
No,
Jonathan,
I
did you just call me Dale again? No, not you, Ben.
No,
so I'm saying, Jonathan, did you just introduce me as Dale again?
Did
no,
you?
I didn't call
I didn't
you Dale.
That. Did you?
Yes.
Johnny? Oh, God, I hope not.
Yes.
I said hi, everybody.
Hi,
you're
hi,
on with
Ben.
Sunshine Frost.
Hey, so I have a... some money question here. I just started a new job this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how you see that going. It's a bit of a distance, but it is pretty good company to work for me. At the same time, yesterday I had a job interview on Zoom from a company.
Yeah, I was
just
going to. Okay. What's your age and your sign, Ben?
I'm 63. I just turned 63. I'm a Leo. My birthday was last week.
Yep. Okay, perfect.
And,
so,
birthday.
Yeah. And anyway, I had a job interview yesterday on Zoom with a company that I got fired from a year and a half ago for something that I didn't do. And I'm just wondering if they're going to reconsider and rehire me because the guy seemed to be really impressed with me. And I'm still waiting for an employment company.
Yes, absolutely. So any of that, I already had 100%. Now, is your father and your grandfather on the other side too, Vince?
My father, my grandfather, my uncle, and my sister.
Yes.
My sister was a year younger than me. She died
yes.
3 years ago on my birthday.
Yes. On
leukemia.
Your birthday, yeah.
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 No.
100%. So there, you've went through a lot, is what I was about to say. Aside from your job,
yeah.
you've been through a lot, honey. A real, real lot. And you're a very loyal, very loving person that loves your family,
yeah.
and it's been very difficult. You've went through
yeah.
one bad thing after another. There was like a health issue, losing your sister, trying to take care of your family, losing loved ones, three in a row, they show me. And then it happening
yeah.
on your birthday. So your sister wants
yeah.
to say she loves you. She's very proud of you. Your dad taught you, what's the family business that you got into and then got out of? What's the family business?
Well, we didn't have a family business. My father was a mechanic, and he was part owner of a shop. And whenever I was off school, instead of like my
You'd work
my
with
father,
him, right?
Yeah, my father would take me to work with him, and especially during the summers.
Yes.
And for a 12-year-old kid, I was making $35 a week.
Exactly.
Helping him in a machine shop.
So we talked about you working with him and having that real strong work ethic and learning to work on cars and being a driver and working with trucks and driving and doing so many things. And he's talking about you. Did you get into any type of driving positions or jobs? Because he keeps saying he had to leave the family business to pursue his own stuff. So
yeah,
and they tell me you doing this job. Go ahead.
Yeah, I used to drive limo when I was living in Los Angeles. I used to drive limo.
Yes.
And I couldn't stand it anymore because I could not stand customer service. I couldn't stand kissing
That's
at the
cool.
ass of all these rich people who thought they were better than me.
Right. So what is the job? Because I see two different positions, and they're both different. They're not doing the same thing from one job to
the
other, and one is quite a bit of a drive.
Yeah, it is. Both are a bit of a drive, but this new one is further, about an hour further than the last one. This job that I have right now is working in a warehouse, and I'm driving forklift, which I don't really want to do.
Okay.
Because
that's
the
what
job
they keep saying, driving. Like
yeah.
everything I see has wheels, and everything is a driving job. What is the other
right.
one, hon?
The other one that I interviewed for yesterday, and I'm hoping that they rehire me.
Right.
I was working at this place I'm working at is Dr. Pepper. The one that I interviewed for yesterday is
Are you
Pepsi.
Doing delivery for them also?
No. I'm not doing deliveries. I just work in a warehouse. But the interview was with Pepsi that I got fired from, and I was doing everything. I was operating on the machines. I was doing forklifts.
Yes.
I was doing sanitation,
yes,
working
yes.
with chemicals.
Yes.
And they love
that
me
job right there is
was,
strong. Yes.
Yeah.
It's
so
a super strong. Yes. They need you. Yeah,
okay.
I know they will. Even if they don't right
yeah,
now
they,
and you stay where you're at,
yeah.
they're going to rehire you. They're going, they need
okay.
you. They don't have anybody with your qualifications. Nobody else
oh, no.
is as trained as you are to do so many things. They actually need you. And the guy that got you fired that didn't like you, he's gone now.
Yeah. Well, you know, this you're so right on because when I was there, I was working 7 days a week. I was working double shifts. I even came in on holidays like Christmas Day just to get things ready and prepped up for production the next day. And they knew they could always rely on me, and they knew I would always get the job done. I even worked through my breaks to get a deadline met, and then I would take my breaks at the end of the shift.
This is like your grandfather, grandmother, show me that one day you were driving in the snow and you actually like your car either veered off the road or you hit a snowbank and got back on the road and still went to work.
Yes. Oh, that's funny because I was on my way home. It's the Pepsi plant that I worked at. I was on my way home on a Friday night. I had just finished working overtime and I left the place at 10 o'clock. But before I left, I said to my supervisor, do you need me to stay? He said, no, it's okay, you can go. I left. I was halfway home in the middle of a snowstorm, and he called me and said,
yes.
I had three people call out. Is there any chance you can turn around and come
yes.
back? So So I did, and I was doing three different jobs for him.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Sunshine Frost
saw
that?
I'm serious.
But no,
she was dead on.
She was so detailed. Sunshine, I got to give it to her on this one. She was so detailed. She saw you have this accident or a problem in a snowstorm, and you're confirming that this really did happen?
Yes. It actually happened. I turned around and I came back to work in the middle of a snowstorm on a Friday night. It was around 11 o'clock. And, and he was so happy that I did that. Yeah.
Johnny,
but
are you witnessing this?
It's amazing.
Sort
she's verifying
of. Why don't
me.
You put your thinking cap on and your ears open and listen to your show that you are hosting?
Okay.
You know, Sunshine Frost told him that he had an accident. She saw it in the snowstorm, and he is saying, yes, I did. I mean, this is so detailed. Is not anybody
she is
understanding
amazing.
This?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Frost,
yeah, she is.
Frost, do you see unemployment? Because unemployment has denied me pending investigation because I was fired from my last job. Do you see them making a rule in my favor and finally getting my back pay and everything from them, or
that is going to be difficult. That's kind of why they're rehiring you. It's almost to get you to stop the claim. They're kind of going to bring you back on board. What's going on with your knee? What happened with your knee or your foot on the right side?
It's actually the left knee.
Okay.
I've been having a lot of problems with it the last couple of years, and it keeps swelling up. Sometimes it hasn't swollen up in a while, but then I have been walking. Yeah, see, what happened was the doctors diagnosed it as arthritis, but I'm still waiting for them to do an MRI on it.
It's not arthritis.
It
it's ACL.
No, I know it's not. But see, what's happened too, I'm frustrated with myself because since I lost my job, I've been sitting on my ass on the computer just doing nothing and looking for work, and I went from 185 pounds of solid rock muscle and bodybuilding to
230.
I ballooned up to about 235. So now that I'm working again, I want to get back in the gym and I want to lose the weight and I want to get back in shape. Even at my age, I still think it's possible. So that's what I want to aim for.
Of course, 63.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I'm hoping I can do that. I'm hoping I can
keto.
Do that.
Keto. You got diabetes. Right. Just relax on the
carbs.
Well,
that's what I'm looking. Yeah, I'm looking at some supplements right now and everything as soon as I can get caught up with bills and being able to keep my new car and everything and getting caught up with the payments and reestablish my savings again. So.
All right.
Well, your family is so proud of you. And like your dad said, I saw you working with him with your hands. I saw you working on cars. I saw you driving. He's proud of you.
Wow.
Just know that they're watching over you. Are you Catholic?
Wow. I was born and raised Catholic, but I don't believe in any of that garbage. I don't believe in any organized religion. I think they're all a bunch of false prophets and big mouths and loud mouths. Their only purpose is to brainwash people and scam money from you. That's
it's a business.
Only purpose.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
It's a business.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, your grandmother is a devout Catholic, and she prays over you all the time. So your grandmother
is
one of the most protective. Yeah, you're definitely. He's definitely Catholic.
Yeah. In fact, that's when my father died. When I turned 16, I told my mom I was never going to go to church again because I don't believe in it. So she said, as long as you live under my roof, you're going to church. So I left, and it took me 20 years that I didn't speak with my mom or any part of my family because they chose religion over me. So.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah.
Well, there's so much love for you on the other side, Vince. There's just nothing but love, sweetie. So just keep moving forward. This is your time, Leo. This is the Lion's Gate. Things are going to get better.
Okay.
So lots of love and light to you.
Okay. Well,
what a
thank
great
you very
present.
Much.
That's a belated birthday present, Vince, for you. This
is
an amazing reading. Wow.
Okay.
Thank
you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And thank you for calling back and updating us all the time. We appreciate that, Vince. And Sunshine, you... Definitely. I know you are the real deal, but come on. Those are details that how would anybody know? How would anybody know those details about his knee, about the car accident, not just a car accident, because a lot of people have been in car accidents, but a car accident in a snowstorm. And, wow,
going back,
you are amazing.
They just showed me, you know, his angels guide showed me that the job he's left, this was exactly why they're going to rehire him, is because he is exactly as he says he is. He even went back in a snowstorm to cover for them, and no one else is going to do that. So that's what clairvoyance means. It means clear viewing. I'm a clairvoyant, so I have a clear view of it's just like a movie in my mind. They can use me just to show me whatever they want to show me. So I see it. I don't do cards. I don't do crystals. I'm just sitting in a chair right now. I've asked the Holy Spirit to give me a word of wisdom or knowledge, whatever I need. And they just show me whatever, you know, he needed for his highest and best good to help him through this difficult time. And his loved ones were around him, his sister, his mom, his dad. I mean, everybody was around him. So I wanted to give him that support.
Awesome.
Now, we have
that
another. Do you want to take another caller?
Hold on.
Absolutely.
Hold on, please. May I interject something before? Because the caller,
yeah,
my caller,
absolutely.
You're waiting, but you're also listening to a show, so it's not that big of a deal that they have to wait. So
okay.
I have to say something.
Sure.
I am a clairvoyant. I know I am a clairvoyant. Maybe I can hone my skills and get them sharper, but it really is advantageous for me to be this, not to your extent, okay? I'm not saying that. I'm not claiming it. But even happened today. It's like little things like, oh, what happened to the shower curtain? Why is it down? My daughter's like, oh, it just randomly fell down. I go, you put it up like this and you twist it. Her tall friend was there, who I don't know very well, this teenage volleyball player, and I saw her fixing it, okay? I saw it. I said, you just twist it and it goes back up. I saw it. It's in my mind, you guys. And I just went back to the couch. In the living room, my daughter Priscilla comes out and she's like, Maddie just fixed the shower curtain. I go, I knew she would. I knew she was going to do that. These are little things, okay? But this is happening to
Absolutely.
Me so often. Now, what is going on with that? Some people are or some people aren't. Or are we all clairvoyant to a certain extent?
So everybody has an intuitive ability. Some people, like I say, everyone is a radio. We're always picking up and receiving information. We're also transmitting information, both subconsciously, telepathically, and energetically. We're receiving and transmitting. Some people are born with naturally more stations or a larger antenna. So, but everybody has an ability to sense about the gut instinct, and I teach a lot on the gut brain connection and how children, animals, even the very young people will have very strong protective instincts that will be directly right on without any thinking. It's normally our actual intelligence and intellect that get in the way of the natural intuition. So everybody has it, Miss Barb. And when you move your intellect and ego out of the way, it tends to develop and flourish faster.
And do you teach people how to hone their skills like
yeah.
that? Or do you just heal people like what? Okay.
Both.
Go
I
ahead.
Think everybody has the God-given right to intuition. I have 164 videos on YouTube currently, and they're all free, and I'm coming out with more. And I have a Patreon account, which will be a subscription-based, where you can take classes and courses. For children, I teach children ESP, which is extrasensory perception. I teach telepathy. I teach the gifts of the Holy Spirit and many others that are pretty unique to what I do as a Christian clairvoyant, international Christian clairvoyant. But, yeah, everyone has them, and I think that when we have those and we get those little recollections, wow, I was right. I should have turned right, or I should have answered the phone. I should have picked up the Band-Aids. I think that's just a great way for you to be in conjunction with your higher self and with your angels and guides. I'm always just thankful. It's
that
a simple of things.
So
I just learned. Well,
some
okay.
people call it
so,
gut instinct, but you can take it really
absolutely.
Far. Got we're going to sign up for the Patreon. I'm excited for that to open for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a little difficult to figure out the technical side. I'm not really a super technical. I left medical school to pursue this full-time, so I actually added medical mediumship, so I do medical mediumship as well. I've had about 500 clients that have needed medical mediumship for very mysterious illnesses that have been cropping up since COVID, as well as the inoculations. There's all kinds of combinations of things going on. So I'm doing a lot of medical mediumships too. I just wanted to mention that.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
So you're next. Ready for the next caller?
I am, definitely.
Okay. Area code 520. You are live on the air with Psychic Dosier.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel lucky. Thank you. Hi. My name is Lisa. And do you need my birth date or can I just ask my question?
I would like your age and your sign, please, ma'am.
Well, I'm 59. My sign is Virgo.
Okay.
And
thank you.
I have a question about someone very close to me passed recently. And do you see everything going smoothly as far as me settling the estate?
You have three people around you, actually, not just one. So are we talking about the female that just passed?
It's actually a male, a man.
Okay. So you have three that are around you. Is your mother passed? Because who's the mother, grandmother figure? There's also a father figure and a male to your right. So is this husband, boyfriend, or brother?
It could be my brother. I have a brother. I have a grandma over there. I have a boyfriend.
A boyfriend that's passed? Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the one? Because you have three around you. The boyfriend is the one that you're actually talking about right now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a brother. You have the grandmother. You have the father. There's a lot of people around. But as far as this estate, there is somebody that actually that is in opposition to you. So does he have three children, or why do I see two children and an ex?
I wouldn't be aware of that. That's not something that – I wouldn't be aware of that.
So, okay, so the person that you're asking about, this is your boyfriend, correct?
Yes.
Was he married before you?
He always said no.
It may be the sister then. Who is the other person that's in opposition? Because it's not just you. I see a family member or an ex, somebody that kind of opposes you wanting everything to go smoothly, but this other person, there's another female coming out of the woodworks a little bit that's not as supportive. Do you understand this?
Well, I guess anything's possible.
I'm not saying it's going to be a full fight, but there is a family member or somebody from his past. It's the female that's closer to him. Not very close, but they were close at one time. That's why I almost thought this was an ex that he might have shared children with, but it could possibly be a relative. But you're asking me specifically, is his estate going to go smoothly, correct? Like what he left to you is going to stay to you without contesting?
Right.
I still see someone trying to step through and contest, but with what he put in his will, I do feel that you have rights to everything.
Okay, good. Yay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, also, he talked about being sorry for leaving you. It's more about being sorry for leaving you. And are you going through health issues?
Not that I'm aware of.
So who's the health issues? He's talking about somebody being there for health issues. Is this him?
He didn't expect to pass, and I did not expect him to pass either. It was a surprise to both of
us. Very sudden, but he talks about there being underlying health issues. So I don't know. I thought this was actually you that he was talking about.
Well, you know, sometimes stress gets the better of a person. I'm trying to relax more.
No, I don't feel like that's it. I do understand. I mean, you just had a traumatic passing that was sudden and you didn't even get the goodbye you needed. That's very understandable.
Yeah.
Very understandable.
Yeah.
But as far as everything going smoothly, I feel that he covered enough bases and so do you that I do see this going smoothly. And I'm sorry that this happened. He said he's sorry for leaving you when he did, when there's so many plans left to be fulfilled.
Yeah, I'm sorry he left too. Really,
but you know what,
too.
I do see this going in your favor.
Oh, great. That's the most I can ask for.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he still watches over you. Did you guys share the house? Because he keeps talking about the house.
Yes.
The house.
Yes. Yes.
Do you feel his energy? And there's another room besides the room that you two slept in. He had his own little kind of area.
Yes.
I don't know if it's an office or a, but there's like a chair he always sat in. There's like a brown or looking dark colored chair that he sat in. Do you understand?
Yes. Oh, good.
Does like, has the television turned on in that room or the volume on the television turned up? Because he shows me messing with the electronics.
No, we don't have that kind of stuff. We don't do that. We don't do
it.
Yeah, well, could be something else.
Yeah, it could be something else. If it's not television, it's definitely a phone. He's talking about something electronic. I've seen this when Spirit will turn on a television or a radio or freeze up a phone, but it's something electronic. He says when I come near her, there is an alarm. I've had the Alexa go off. I've seen people say their TVs come on. I've had people say their radios come on. But there is something electronic.
Well, there were in another place, there were lights that were blinking, so, yeah.
Yeah. The flickering lights is like, that's the most common thing I ever see or hear. But he does talk about being with you and knowing that he's still with you. So not to be afraid and just to realize that even though the passing was unexpected to him, it wasn't unexpected to his, to our father, and he is at peace on the other side.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Thank you so much, Miss Wendy. I truly hope that this brings you some peace and closure.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, and I appreciate how she was so grateful that she made it because she was the last caller that we can take. And we have about 14 more callers waiting, but it's an hour show, everybody. You're going to have to look at our listings on Blog Talk Radio, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And while you're there, please follow us there. And you're going to be able to see when we have Sunshine Frost on again. Okay?
And I'll be,
wow.
Yes,
that was amazing.
I'll be live on TikTok tonight. I'll be live at The Sunshine Frost if you'd like to get a free reading. Sign up for TikTok. It's a really simple process. You're never too old and it's never too late to get on board with the thing that really is moving right now. TikTok has the highest level of social media interaction. So create a username and I go live. All you have to do is scroll through the lives and look for The Sunshine Frost and I will be live tonight.
Yes, it's not all about lip syncing, funny music and posting videos. It's not all about that, everybody. So do at Sunshine Frost on TikTok. Do it. And that's wonderful. So you're going to keep on reading. You just have so much energy, and we appreciate you coming on, and you help so many. And I'm so glad these people were callers that I've recognized from, I don't know, a few years ago even, right, Johnny? And they're calling for specifically for you. Yes. They were. They're
That's
calling
awesome.
Specifically for you. So we'll be scheduling you again soon because you're in high demand. And until then, everybody, go to at Sunshine Frost, which is her real name, by the way, and watch her TikTok, which is starting probably shortly, correct?
Yes, I'll be starting in about 45 minutes.
Okay,
right.
Well, you go take a rest and get something to eat, and we thank you so much. And please follow us on our YouTube channel and Facebook, Twitter. I post there. You know what I do, you guys?
I'm
I post
so
things throughout my day that I'm enjoying, and I put it up there thinking that maybe somebody else will enjoy it as well. It can be from a recipe to news to anything throughout my day that I find interesting, and Johnny does as well. So please, we are a community. Join it. We love you. And we are signing off. Thank you, Sunshine Frost, so much for another great show and all of your expertise and great readings. You're on fire.
Thank you so much for me. I love it. All of you guys. Thank you so much, Johnny. Thank you guys. Have a wonderful night, everybody. And God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you, Johnny. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Barbara. Good night, Sunshine.